أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر، وأما السائل فلا تنهر، وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. صدق الله العظيم. After mentioning three favors to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, here in these last three ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions three commands to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One of these we completed yesterday. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. Insofar as an orphan is concerned, do not suppress him, do not turn away from him, but see to the needs of the orphan. The next of these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. With regards to the sa'il, sa'il is the person that asks, the person that begs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is, فَلَا تَنْهَرْ. You should not repel him, you should not scold him, you should not just turn him away. Now when we look at the Mubarak tariqah, the habit of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was always kind to that person. If Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had anything to give away, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would give that person. If Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not have anything to give, then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would refer that person to some sahabi, or Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would ask a sahabi, a companion, if he has, he may be able to help and assist this person. If not, we found Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also telling that person to sell some of his belongings and then to purchase the axe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself fixed the handle, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam advised him to go into the woods, into the forest, and to chop woods. And in that way, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made that person self-sufficient. If all that was not applicable, if all that was not available to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then in a very polite way, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam will tell that person to come back at a later stage. And even if not that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a polite way would tell that person that he does not have the means. And that is why the ulama have written that if we do not have the means, or especially in these times when we find that the person may not be a recipient of charities, a person can be able to work, then in a very polite way, in a very humble way, we should advise that person, and that is also a form of sadaqah. But to become arrogant with that person, to become stubborn with that person, that is not part of our deen. The great muhaddith of his time, Shah Anwar Kashmiri rahimahumullah, has made a remarkable statement. He said, when we look at this deen of Islam, we will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everyone obligations, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given everybody rights. Just take the example of a marriage, a husband or a wife, both of them has obligations to each other, and both of them have rights that the other should fulfill of theirs. Similarly, the beggar also has a right, and similarly, the giver also has a right. The beggar has a right that the giver should give, and the giver should also have the right that he should not be pounded upon all the time. Now when we look at this, we will find that the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is balanced. On the one hand, one should not be rude, and on the other hand, we don't want to create beggarism in our community and in our society. But in all, we should be very kind and we should be humble when we are refusing a person. The last of these commands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with regards to the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the boons and the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, فَحَدِّثْ, you should be speaking about it. Now here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is given this command, and in all three commands, it is not Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam who is being spoken to. He is not the singular addressee of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the reality is that each and every ummati, each and every reciter of the Qur'an Kareem is the addressee of these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now Allah Rabbul Izzat has given each and every person different kinds and different forms of favors. Either that favor is with regards to our personal life, or that favor is with regards to wealth, or that favor is regards to our families, and the greatest of all favors is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us iman. So it is, as many ulama have expressed, it is obligatory upon us to express these favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us in words, to make shukr in other words. That is why the ulama have written that insofar as the monetary favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, to express it and to show gratitude is to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there we will find the compulsory spending like that of zakat, fitrah, etc. Then we will find thereafter the nafal and optional spending like what we will term as lillah and the other charities that we have. Then for this body that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, to express gratitude, all the bodily ibadat, all the bodily worships of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like our salat, for example, our fasting, etc. And in this manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for each ni'mat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed us a way to express that. Also we find Imam Baghawi rahmatullah alayh narrating a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when somebody incurs a favor upon us, we should express gratitude to that person for that favor. Like very famously we hear the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, "Man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah." If a person is unable to express his gratitude to mankind, he will never be able to express his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first, when somebody incurs a favor upon us, we express our gratitude to that person. How are we going to do it? We try to repay that person monetarily or in any other material way. If we do not have the material resources to do so, at least we make dua for that person. Another narration is that we speak good about that person. In other words, we speak about that favor that that person has incurred upon us. And in a narration of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, at least we say jazakallah, and that is a dua to that person. May we invoking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon that person, that may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reward you. So these are the very many ways that we express the great favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon us, and we show the gratitude. So in short, in the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken two qasams, one of the brightness of the morning, and then the night, when the darkness enshrouds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about three promises. Allah makes to Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam three favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in concluding the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these three commands. The one is, insofar as the orphan is concerned, that one should not repel the orphan. Number two, as far as a beggar is concerned, one should not turn that beggar away. And number three, express the gratitude of all the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. For hadith, the word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used, the great author of this kitab that is in front of us, Allama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahumullah, said it was after this that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam expressed the entire ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam in fulfilling this command of Allah ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.